It's truly amazing. It is particularly swampy here in Washington, D.C. right now, not just in terms of the temperature, but also everything I think that's happening on Capitol Hill. You know, it's amazing to see a process in which there can be so much happening and then also nothing happening all at once. You know, a lot of hurry up and wait, but we've seen a lot of action on Capitol Hill that I think we need to continue paying attention to, even though we know some of what's transpired will ultimately never go anywhere. Appropriations is a perfect example of that. So this week, the House of Representatives passed six different appropriations funding bills as one package to provide funding for the fiscal year 2023. Included in that was ag, so all of USDA's funding. These bills moved in a pretty partisan manner. You know, a lot of speculation about what's going to happen before the end of the year. We know that in the Senate, there may be bills coming out of committee, but the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee has already said he has no intention of marking up those bills. So the committees won't be fully considering them before they move forward. They'll likely be the result of some partisan priorities, not really a bipartisan negotiation. But those bills, I think, right now are messaging so that when everybody has to go back home and campaign, they have something they can point to, right? But it's a midterm year. And so when it comes to government funding, it is important to keep in mind that the proposals that we're seeing, you know, under consideration in the House or possibly being released in the Senate will likely be very different from what the year-end funding bill looks like. And we'll probably see a couple continuing resolutions in the meantime.